Good morning. How are you? Been good this week? Everybody? Everybody's been good? Hi, Savannah. How are you? You been good? I have to tell you, it's been bad at my house this couple of weeks.
Probably because of my puppy
walking. Steve has had a really rough couple of weeks at my house, in case you didn't know that. Hasn't been his health. His computer crashed. It has been tough around my house. His computer crashed. I mean, errors everywhere. Wouldn't start. Couldn't send and receive emails. Those of you that email with him, I bet you've noticed there's been something wrong because you haven't got emails from Steve. And it got me thinking, it's kind of like being without God. When we have God in our life, everything's working, we're receiving those emails, we're sending them on, we're getting that grace from God and we're giving it away. And when we let God go, we forget about him for a while, think we can do it ourselves. We get those error messages. You know, everything's an error in our life. And it won't start right. Nothing's working. We get that screen that just beeps at you and doesn't do anything. And I got a game of checkers out the other day. There's no checkers. You can't play checkers if you don't have the pieces, you know. And you have a thumb drive that goes in your computer, but no computer to put it in. Just nothing works right if you don't have every piece. And so Friday, Steve got his computer back, and he's got 200 and some emails to go through. He'll get to you. I have 200 a day, but he had 200 out of 200. And so he'll get to you. You'll know Steve's back online, Vicki, when you get like 30 at one time, and Earl gets them. And stuff. So Steve's getting those things back. But when we get God, when we realize we've left God out of our life, the Bible says in John, and I'll mark these, because one of them is my favorite. I don't even have to look at this one. But in John 15, it talks about Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit. And then in verse 5, he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And that's what the computer was like for Steve the past couple of weeks. He didn't have the computer. He couldn't send and receive those emails. Apart from God, we can do nothing. And in Philippians 4, my favorite verse, if you have Christ in everything, Christ gives us the strength to do all. In this particular Bible, it says, I have learned the secret of living in every situation, for I can do everything with the help of Christ who gives me the strength that I need. Not just the strength to do something, but the strength I need, the strength that you need. So, when Steve got his computer back, he's going to go through those emails, and then he's going to send them on. And that's just what God is asking of us. When he gives us that grace, he asks us to pass it on. There's a song that said, I want to pass it on. I have God in my life, and I want to pass it on. And that's what I ask of everyone this morning, to remember that we need God in order to receive his grace. And to pass it on, we need to not have the error messages, to have the start system that works. We have God in our life, and we pass it on to each other. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer real quick. Bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a part of our life, that so much of everything that we do is because we have you in our heart and in our life. For without you, the Bible says, we can do nothing. We just have error codes and start system messages. Lord, give us the strength each day that we need to go forth, to take the grace that you give to us, and to pass it on to others. In Jesus' name, amen.